You don't have to be a genius to know the more these kids like to taste the oatmeal, the more they're going to eat.
Two guys with beards, one guy with sideburns and a soul patch. A podcast about American craft beer for beer lovers all across the country. From Boston to Dallas to Las Vegas, this is Beer Coasters. And welcome to the Beer Coasters podcast, a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best in craft beer from coast to coast and everywhere in between. It's actually American craft beer. I'm your host this week. My name is Toby. I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I got a couple of guys that are joining me from across the country. First up, it's
Chris in Dallas, Texas. I'm back, bitches.
Yeah, welcome back, Chris.
And I'm Mike from Boston, Massachusetts.
So this is episode number 24, where we are continuing on with our Stout series.
Stout?
Episode 3 of the Stout series. So it's oatmeal stouts this week. We did regular stouts, we did chocolate stouts, and now this week, oatmeal. Now, the only real difference between an oatmeal and a regular stout is they add
oatmeal,
raw or malted oats.
Sweet.
Ding, ding, ding.
It's actually a 20th century development, so it's a fairly new version of the stout.
They use oats back in the Middle Ages?
Some good examples would be the...
I thought I read that somewhere. They used oats in to make beer.
Wow.
But they didn't... Obviously, it wasn't oatmeal stouts, but I think they used oats back in the Middle Ages.
So anyway, I'm excited about the show today. This is... I think we got some really good beers to try out today. I'm really excited. And plus, it's in the morning hours, so...
Breakfast beer.
I have a feeling these will be great breakfast beers, yeah.
Eat your oatmeal.
So also in the show today, our fermentation conversation, the one beer that Mike and I are trying, Chris is going to sit this one out.
He couldn't find
it. Just had
Texas.
Our fermentation is Anderson Valley's Barney Flats Oatmeal Stout.
Oatmeal.
We'll go into some hop topics. And Chris, what are you trying today? If you're not trying the Anderson Valley, what are you up to?
Well, kind of at the end of the fermentation conversation, I'm going to give my review for my chocolate stout that I didn't get to do last week since I wasn't here. And that'll be the chocolate stout from Fort Collins.
You can't miss out. Brewing. You can't miss out on a chocolate beer. So even if it was 2 weeks later, we'd still let
you miss out on the chocolate stout.
Chocolate.
But then for my tasting flight, I'm going to be doing the Breckenridge Oatmeal Stout, which is pretty much the only oatmeal stout I could find anywhere. So, and they're out of Denver, Colorado as well.
Sweet.
I'm going to do Ipswich Ales Oatmeal Stout, and that's out of Ipswich, Massachusetts.
Cool, and I'll be trying Alaskan Oatmeal Stout out of Alaska, Juneau.
Which I can't get here, and I'm upset about that.
Yeah, I think you're going to be... sad little puppy. Once you hear my... I'm excited. Okay. So after that, we'll go into our tweet of the week. We'll hit up some backwash and roll into last call. So if you guys don't have anything to say about these oatmeal stouts, I want to start drinking. I'm ready for this Anderson Valley.
I'm ready. I need my breakfast.
Yeah.
Come on and watch us drink some beer. We're gonna talk about it.
Yes, indeedy. So, this is the Barney Flats Oatmeal Stout from Anderson Valley Brewing Company.
As you can see, we've had our eye on you for some time now, Mr. Anderson.
They're out of Boonville, California. Mm. And
before we get
Barney
into that,
Flats.
I just wanted to make a correction for Toby last week.
You
kept calling it Lakespur. It's Larkspur.
Oh, Larkspur.
Anyway.
Typo on my part. Thanks for the backwash, though.
Yes.
So yeah, Boonville.
Backwash Boonville, in California. The fermentation.
It's actually
that was the kilt lifter.
It's actually Bonville. No, I'm just kidding. Boonville.
No. That's where the boon
Barney
guys
Flats
come from.
Is some virgin redwoods located west of the brewery.
The virgin redwoods. Say that again? Little bits.
I haven't had anything to drink. Okay, I swear. I haven't touched it yet. Okay, yet. So Anderson Valley Brewing Company, they've been brewing since 1987. Their website is www.avbc.com. The style we're enjoying today is an oatmeal stout with an ABV of 5.7%. Anderson Valley would like you to serve this at 40 to 45 degrees. You can find these in 12-ounce six-packs on draft year-round. Now, the ingredients, they're just pretty basic. You know, they say finest pale caramel and chocolate malts, malted barley, blended with oats. So, and then they have a special blend of hops. So it's very...
Don't forget their pristine Boonville mineral water.
Yeah, but is it free range?
You know, I don't think so.
Exactly. I don't know. It may be confined.
Yeah, you might have to look into that.
But it
you
is
might have
pristine.
To start a movement.
Oh, I started a movement. All right.
So an interesting note about the Barney Flats is in 1990, it became Anderson Valley's first gold medal winner at the Great American Beer Festival. Their flagship beer would be the Boont Amber. Rate Beer gave this one a 93 out of 100, and the Beer Advocate users gave it an A-, and the Alstrom Brothers gave it a B+. So let's crack it open, guys.
Alstrom Brothers a little picky this time around, huh?
A B+ is picky.
I'm a big fan of Anderson Valley. They're kind of known for having really buttery kind of beers. We're going to see if this one is buttery as well.
Anderson Valley is one of those brewing companies that I have found to have everything from theirs I've enjoyed. There hasn't been a single beer that they've made where I have not enjoyed it.
You did the Brother David a while back, right? Yeah. From them?
Yeah. Their triple. Yeah. I think it was their triple, yeah. Because they have a double also.
It's got very, very tight bubbles in the head. It's a tan.
I'm not getting much head at all.
About a finger.
Yeah, it's quickly dissipating.
Should have poured right down the middle of the glass. It's like Mr. Jim Cook says.
Extremely
right down the middle.
Dark. Dark, dark brown. You can't see through it at all. Pretty much black, I guess, but it's pretty dark.
You both are using pint glasses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm using my 13th anniversary stone pint glass.
Whoa, I'm using my 8th anniversary.
Thank you, Charlie.
No, 10th anniversary stone glass.
Oh, I love that glass, Toby.
Yeah, it's a cool one.
Which one? Yeah. The 10th? That's my favorite. Yeah, I have that one too. Yeah. It's one of my favorites.
So on the nose, lots of the chocolate, oats.
Like a toffee, almost like a Heath's bar, you know, toffee.
Yeah.
Toffee and chocolate.
It's not very roasted. It seems a little creamier. There's a little bit of roastiness in there. Yeah, a little bit.
I can't wait. I got a sip.
Go for it. Yeah, there's a little bit of roast, maybe some coffee.
Ooh. Big toffee coffee flavor. And it's got that butteriness.
Yeah. Very buttery, you're right.
Lots of creamy. Coffee malty. Skewed.
A little bit of dryness too in the finish. Kind of a coffee dryness.
This sounds good.
It's like a tart, almost like tart bitterness without being any kind of, berry or anything, but there's something tart. There's like a tart bitterness to it.
I want some.
Yeah, you can see the difference between a regular stout and an oatmeal, how the oats really do kind of smooth it out and give it that kind of creamy texture.
It is creamy. It's very nice.
Food pairing, Mike. What do you think?
Ooh. But this one, this is a a dessert beer for sure. I maybe try a cheesecake with like a caramel sauce or something would be pretty good with this. Maybe drizzled a little caramel and chocolate on a like New York style cheesecake.
Yeah. Maybe even a creme brulee or something.
Chris says I do that. No, this is not true.
Do it all the time.
Uh-oh.
This is still pretty cold. I would actually let this warm up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to let it because mine's really cold right now. And I'm still getting all those flavors. If it warms up, I bet you lots of stuff's going to come out of this beer.
I think the smoothness would come out even more and a little more sweeter.
I wonder what it is about this brewery. Everything has that kind of butteriness to it. You know, with their Winter Solstice, which is one of my favorites from them. There's something maybe buttery the about their water. Beers. Maybe it is. Maybe it's that pristine mineral water. Excuse me. Just burped.
Okay, I'm thirsty now. I'm opening my chocolate stout.
Okay. Go for it. Well, Chris is going to go back in time and try his chocolate right now.
So I am
back in time.
The chocolate stout from Fort Collins Brewing out of Fort Collins, Colorado. Website is www.fortcollinsbrewery.com. The style is an American stout. We have an ABV of 5.3.
Get in with his laser Sam Adams glass.
Yes. I am pouring it into my new Sam Adams special beer glass.
It's special.
Yeah, if you go to the website, samadams.com, you can find the link to this particular glass that Jim Cook designed specifically for beer. The beer has
a lot of science went into that thing.
Yeah.
IBUs around 35, chocolate malt and roasted barley. I couldn't find much other information on the ingredients. Rate Beer gives it a 73, Beer Advocate users a B. Good old Alstrom Brothers don't want to talk about this beer, apparently.
Oh, that's interesting. We really have to make that list.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
each week we'll send them a bottle because it's pretty much each week they haven't tried one of our beers.
I know we keep picking on them, but we do really like the Alstrom Brothers, and yes. I don't think
we would
even have a show if it wasn't for the Alstrom Brothers and Beer Advocate, probably. Yep.
So on the pour, dark brown. Completely opaque. I got about a finger of fluffy, not as dark as I would expect. Kind of an off-white, tannish head. On the nose, I get coffee
on the nose.
Not as much chocolate as I would expect. Some roasted roastiness. Mostly coffee, actually. Take a sip.
Remember, folks, this is chocolate. Not the oatmeal.
Yes, not oatmeal, but chocolate.
Chocolate. Oh, weird. There's this sweetness to it.
Like chocolate?
No, not like chocolate. That's why it's weird.
Like berries?
Uh-huh. Yeah, more like a berry, like a sweeter, maybe cherry or, I'm trying to think of what. Or like a raspberry.
Yeah.
But not really any chocolate. It's kind of strange, actually.
Is there tartness?
Yeah. Quite a bit of roastiness. It's kind of strange. It's a chocolate stout, but I don't get much chocolate out of it at all.
A nice lacing.
Yeah, it does. That's because my glass is clean.
I see.
This is brand new.
What are you trying to say, man?
It's not bad. It's not great, but I don't know. You know, tasting a chocolate stout, I expect to be. I did try the Rogue last night because I had already bought my bottle, and so I went ahead and and drank that last night, and that was considerably more chocolatey than this.
Yeah.
Yeah. My tasting flight had some berryness to it, and it was actually had like purple highlights. It was actually pretty strange, which I know I was kind of harsh on that beer too, and I should, I mean, last call, maybe kind of cover my tracks a little.
But it was, it's not bad. If I was going to pair this with something,
yeah, like a, start doing our homework from these food pairings, set them up ahead of time.
No, I would do like a grilled chicken.
Really?
Yeah. With like a, or I'm thinking like a, or like turkey with cranberry sauce. Something along those lines.
Nice. Maybe some Thanksgiving in your future.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the chocolate stout from Fort Collins Brewing out of Fort Collins, Colorado.
And also the Barney Flats Oatmeal Stout from Anderson Valley Brewing Company.
Buttery goodness.
The Fort Collins in honor of Balloon Boy.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, when you guys were in your Hop Topic last week, and Mike started out the Hop Topic so we want to talk about an incident that happened that everybody's been talking about. Yeah. Blah 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 blah. And the first thing Jade says was, "You guys are going to talk about Balloon Boy."
And I thought about that. Anyway. Here I am talking about it. I've not mentioned what it is that I'm talking about at all. It took me a couple minutes. We're like, I haven't even said what the story was.
Yeah. Sweet. Right. Speaking of hot topics.
Speaking of stories, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we got a good one coming up.
Beer news from across the country. This is Hop Topics.
Okay, so today in our Hop Topic section, we're going to focus in on what's been happening lately with Rock Art Brewing Company. We played the audio for you guys last week from the YouTube thing that the owner, Matt Nadeau from Rock Art in Morrisville, Vermont, he did a YouTube thing talking about what's been happening with the whole cease and desist thing from Monster Energy Drink about their Vermonster beer. We just wanted to talk about this. Chris wanted to be a big part of this discussion since he wasn't in last week, so we'll talk about that. So basically Monster Energy Drink has put in a cease and desist against these guys for the name of their beer. This has happened before. We've actually seen this before with breweries like Dogfish Head. They had Anheuser-Busch was trying to get them to not use the words pumpkin and chicory in some of the titles of their beers.
The thing that bugs me the most about this whole thing is it's one thing if you called your beer, you know, Coke beer or Pepsi beer, or it's Monster. Exactly. You don't have a trademark on the word Monster.
If
it was called Monster beer, that might be different, but it's not. It's called Vermonster. It's not.
Right. It's not.
The problem is, and you know,
the word Vermont is in it. I mean, it's
exactly
it's Vermont.
And it's a play on words for when you, if someone from Vermont, you call a Vermonter.
I never heard the name of the beer. The first thing that popped in my mind was not Monster Energy Drinks. You know, it'd be different if it seemed like they were going after trying to piggyback on Monster's marketing. So if, you know, the label looked the same and it doesn't. I mean, it doesn't look anything like it would come from Monster.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's not an energy drink. The problem is Monster Energy wants to get into the alcoholic beverage market, which, I mean, their mother company is Anheuser-Busch. So, I mean, which doesn't make sense because they're already in the alcohol market. So why do they need the thing with our legal system is you're supposed to protect your trademark kind of by all means necessary,
right,
or it can kind of get taken away from you. But the problem is You can't focus on this one little brewery out of Vermont.
You can't trademark the word monster. I mean,
it's too ambiguous of a term. It's like it's like a company coming out saying, "All right, this is our stout beverage company," and then trying to sue everybody for using stout in their beers.
Right.
It doesn't make sense. I mean, what if because Monster wants to get into the alcoholic beverage business, then they're going to target them. But what about, there's tons of other beers. You look on Beer Advocate or Rate Beer, there's like over 30 beers with the name Monster. There's Wachusett has a Green Monster Ale. The Brooklyn Brewery has just straight Monster Ale. Hope I didn't just throw them under the bus there. Terrapin Brewing Company has the Big Hoppy Monster. Ballast Point from San Diego, California has the Sea Monster. So if some company, it bugs me. What if they want to get into the electronic cable business? Then they got to deal with Monster Cable or Monster.com or Monsters, Inc. Yeah. Are they going to attack Pixar? You know, what's next?
Exactly.
The Green Monster at Fenway Park or even the Cookie Monster?
Do you have cookies?
I mean, come on. We got our beloved song, the Monster Mash. They're going to attack them. This is getting ridiculous. What about My Pet Monster from the 80s? Remember that? And speaking of the 80s, you got Monsters of Rock Tour with the really bad metal band Monster Magnet. It just goes on and on. It's like if you have billions of dollars worth of legal money invested in this, how could you possibly battle this? I mean, it's like, how many companies have the word monster?
That's the problem, is that they do have enough money to throw at it. It's like he was talking about in that video. It's, you know, he knows that he has the case. He knows that he's in the right. All of the lawyers say he's in the right, but they're gonna bleed him dry by taking him to court and then appealing it and then appealing it and then appealing it.
Right.
And that's ridiculous, because every single person who has Monster in their name should fight
every
Monster
beer drink out
and say,
every
listen,
single beer
you
drinker
can't
out
do
there
this.
Needs to boycott Monster energy drinks.
Yeah.
I posted that on Twitter. I said every 1,400 plus craft brewers needs to band together, pull their resources
and
the
fight
them.
Is, you know,
and
we have this.
The beer drinkers should boycott Monster
as
well.
You know, community of craft beer. You know, now is the time to really show what kind of community it is. Now is the time,
Chris,
to step up and say, "Hey, no bullshit. We ain't taking this.
We're gonna put ourselves apart from that vibe and be better and bigger than that by banding together." And yeah, that's good, man. All of the craft breweries out there should have a link on their website or something.
Yeah, where is Jim Cook? You know, where's Greg Cook from Stone? Where's, you know, Sam Caglione from Dogfish?
Yeah.
I want to hear from those people.
Yeah, I want to hear that. It's like
they need to speak up and
it's not cool.
You know, Monster's big, but so is Sam Adams, they could step up and play a role.
Well, all these other companies, you don't think Monster.com is big, you know? It's like, that's what I'm saying. I think these companies should be, and this, for me, seems like a good legal argument. You go in and say, listen, here's all the money. You guys gonna, how come you're not defending your trademark against all these companies? If they want to get into the movie business, are they, were they going to sue Monster's Ball or the movie Monster? They can't. It's
or
like
little
the list
monsters?
Goes on and on.
I mean,
it's ridiculous to attack this tiny little brewery that they would have put under for absolutely no reason. They can get into the beverage company, call their beer Monster, and nobody's going to get confused, which is their argument. People would not be able to understand the distinction. There's 30 plus beers.
That's like
nobody's confused it has Monster in the title. I'm not confused. Oh, am I drinking my oatmeal stout or am I drinking my Ipswich oatmeal stout? Oh, I don't know. What am I going to do? It's ridiculous. Damn you, Monster Energy, the Hanson Beverage Company, and Anheuser-Busch.
You know,
if they really want to be effective and go after somebody who's marketing to the energy drink crowd, go after Pyramid.
Which is bought by what was it?
It's in my region.
I know. But it's the Magic annoying Hat energy
is
drink
in Vermont,
labels,
which is in my region now, pal.
So if you want to help support Rock Art Brewing, basically you could just Google Rock Art Brewing or go to rockartbrewery.com. They've got a few links on there from some different news articles, and you can always follow them on Facebook, and I believe they're on Twitter also.
And there's several online petitions and stuff out there. And...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, quite a few. And it's all over Twitter. People are, kind of rising up. But there doesn't seem to be any arguments on the other side.
Because there seems is like no valid argument for the other side.
There's not one individual person that is for Monster as opposed to how many people are for the brewery. So, I mean, that should say something as well. And it kind of sucks that it doesn't hold as much weight as it should.
Yep.
But if you check Twitter, I mean, people are all over there, voicing their opinions. And, we all need to get together and support them and try to win this little fight so this doesn't happen over and over and over again, which it does.
Yeah.
Luckily, this one came to light, and I hope it gets more coverage.
Yeah, this might be a pretty common occurrence, but it wasn't until, the Dogfish Head thing a few years back and now this that, maybe the breweries that have had this happen to them before, maybe they had to keep quiet. Maybe they just said, screw it, we can't afford it. We'll take the cease and desist and not even bother with it. You know, it probably happens all the time.
Oh, I'm sure it does. Ridiculous.
So, and I'm sure that Rock Art didn't go into naming the beer after the energy drink.
Of course
I'm sure
not.
They didn't even think about it.
They weren't even thinking about Monster Energy Drink.
I'd like
to
try it.
Ridiculous. So that's I saw it the other day. I almost picked it up because I saw it on the shelves. So I was like, I feel like buying them all and sending them to everybody.
10% ABV, 100 IBUs. Sounds right there. It sounds pretty good.
sounds
a monster
good to
of
me.
A beer.
I'm all for it.
Sweet. Okay. Enough ranting. I want to drink some more.
All right. You don't want to drag the dead horse out and beat it some more?
And now representing the middle of the country, it's time for Chris to drink some beer and tell us what he thinks.
And I'm back, bitches. Here for my tasting flight this week, I am trying the Breckenridge Brewing Oatmeal Dark Stout from Breckenridge Brewery.
Ooh, oatmeal
that's what it says.
Dark.
Or maybe it's...
Or do not. There is no brewery...
So do your beer.
Do. Breckenridge Brewing in Denver, Colorado. Website is www.breckbrew. That's B-R-E-C-K brew, B-R-E-W.com. Style is an oatmeal stout. It has an ABV of 4.95%. Ingredients, they use a two-row pale, caramel, roasted barley, chocolate, oat flakes, and Chinook and Pearl hops. Rate Beer gives it a 72. Beer Advocate users give it a B, and the Allstrom Brothers, I'm actually kind of surprised because I've seen this around a lot, but they have not weighed in on it. Actually, I'm not sure why that surprises me. So Breckenridge Brewing out of Denver, Colorado. They've been in business since... Well, he started homebrewing in the early 1980s and then opened Breckenridge Brewery and Pub in 1990 and opened their full-blown bottling and brewing facility in 96 in Denver's historic Golden Triangle neighborhood, which... Yeah, I was just in Denver last week and made a stop by Great Divide. No, I made a stop by Great Divide Brewing.
The Golden Triangle.
And met a couple guys there that were really cool. That was a good little experience. Wasn't there long enough to do much. I would have liked to have spent more time and maybe we'll go back at some point and get some interviews and whatnots. But I'm going to crack it open.
Hmm. Watch out. Whoa.
Eesh.
Chug a lug.
Hey,
ooh, and he got it all in. Nice.
That was a pretty aggressive pour.
Nice. Got about a 2 fingers worth of head, pouring it into another one of my Sam Adams special glasses. Nice frothy big bubbles. Actually, it's kind of big bubbles special. Mixed with little bubbles. Kind of a root beer float-like.
Yes. Big bubbles and little bubbles. Floating hand in hand with one another. Harmoniously.
Same coloration
together.
As I got on my chocolate
not
stout.
Like
it's, you know, dark and not see-through. There's... around the bottom, there's a little bit of ruby highlights around the edges, but for the most part, it's you can't see much.
Ruby highlights. ruby.
On the nose.
Yeah.
Getting coffee a little bit.
Broth on the nose.
Not too sweet.
Relatively low in alcohol, isn't it?
It was, what was it? 4... Or
almost 5%.
That's not too low.
I just think a stout's being a little heartier and a little higher.
Well, yeah, heavier doesn't always mean higher alcohol.
No, but it's a good balance. A heavy beer, you want it to be high in alcohol. It's a man's beer.
So I get the oats and maybe
put hair on your chest, boy.
I get some oats and maybe a little bit of vanilla.
Chew on the oats.
Is it chewy? Or creamy?
It's kind of creamy. It actually has a little bit of a bite to it, more than I expected. Has sort of a semi-sweet chocolate flavor. And I think... did I say that this was brewed with chocolate? Yeah. This is actually brewed with chocolate. So even though it's an oatmeal stout, they still put chocolate in it.
On the website, it says it oozes dark roasted coffee. Do you have any coffee oozing going on?
Mm. I love stuff that oozes.
Ew. What were we saying the other day? What was it? It's off mic, I guess. We're talking about for the fermentation oatmeal. They're like, fermentation oatmeal? Oh, that sounds disgusting. People are never going to listen to this show.
So,
you're drinking fermented oatmeal, guys. Ew.
It is kind of like a slightly sour coffee.
Well, probably similar to Anderson Valley. There's something about the sourness, but not a bad sour.
No, it's very good. It's very, yeah, that taste there was a little bit more creamy. It's tasty, though.
Creamy pockets.
It has creamy pockets, yes. Ooh,
nice.
Just sipped a creamy pocket. Must be the laser
Chris
etching.
Has creamy pockets.
I don't want to. That's just wrong.
But Chris overall, has creamy pockets.
Not too bad. It's, breakfasty.
Nice. Any pairings of food?
Yeah, Cocoa Pebbles.
Grills?
Oh, come on.
No.
Now who's cheating? It's Cocoa Puffs, by the way.
Yeah. If I was going to pair this with something... I really needed to think about these beforehand, don't I?
I told you.
Well, these, I think, are pretty tough. You know, these beers...
they just stand alone.
Yeah, they do. That's the thing about stouts.
You just sip these alone. I don't want to have them with a meal. They're mealing onto themselves. Trademarked Beer Coasters Podcast.
Like a vanilla custard would be good. Mm. Maybe a creme brulee. I know you used that earlier, Toby, but...
that's cool. I won't put a cease and desist out on you.
But yeah, I think a vanilla creme brulee would probably sit well with this, which is awesome, because I think I may make some of those tonight.
There you go. You got the little flamethrower?
Yep.
Oh, why does that not surprise me? Chris does that. Flamethrower.
It's like, I got my little propane torch right here.
Yeah.
I just toasted the head of the beer before I sipped it.
There's some real roasted roastiness here.
That's an idea. Anyway.
Toasted head.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
My turn. Ooh, what I get to try this week for my oatmeal stout is Ipswich Ale's Oatmeal Stout. This is from Mercury Brewing Company out of Ipswich, Massachusetts. You can reach their website, which is horribly designed, at mercurybrewingcompany.com/Ipswich.
I think you mentioned that before.
Yes, and still hasn't changed.
You know there's an Ipswich, England, and I've been there?
Yes. All the stuff around here is named after stuff. I'm from Essex County, which is part of...
Oh, yeah.
So...
Hey, but the next time I cover Great Divide, I get to say, hey, I've been there.
Nice. Well, you know what? Ipswich Brewery, or Mercury Brewing, I've been there.
Right on.
So this beer in particular is a year-round offering. It's not seasonal, which is absolutely great. The ABV on this beer is a 7, and the IBUs are 60. I'm going to crack it open with no further ado. Rate Beer rates this a 92 out of 100, which I had no idea it was rated as high. I thought it was actually rated quite lower, and I was misinformed. Beer Advocate users rate this an A-, and the Ahlstrom Brothers rate this an A.
Wow.
Yeah.
It is pretty highly rated.
Whoa.
Ahlstrom Brothers felt that it was worth their time.
Gonna go over.
Ooh,
not if
ooh.
You set it down.
Ooh, yeah. Look at that.
I'm gonna set it down. Balancing okay. Act. Well, I got a good 3 fingers of head, maybe a little bit more. It's got a darker head than the Anderson Valley. Hmm. Good chocolatey smell right in the beginning. I didn't say right off the bat. Oh, damn. Just did. it's pretty, it's black for sure. You cannot see through this beer. It's got maybe a tiny bit of like flowery hop in there.
Floral hop.
A little bit of smokiness. Like a hint of smokiness.
Like a brush fire in a wildfire field?
Sure. Maybe some dark roast, maybe espresso?
Smells like Southern California.
Oh. Aww.
Nice. There's kind of a lot going on here. I'd take a sip, but I got a lot of head still. So
maybe you need a spoon, buddy?
I know. It'd be nice.
Anybody got a spoon?
Anybody got a spoon?
Anybody got a spoon?
Mm.
You know, Mike, you've mentioned before, I'm going to jump in real quick. You've mentioned before about how you wish that there were no seasonal beers. You can find them year round. And I beg to differ,
yeah,
my friend.
I know.
I love the fact that you can only find certain beers a certain time of the year. Yeah. Now we're coming up on winter beers.
Makes
and
a little
I know,
more
Mike,
special.
Winter beers are your favorite, man.
It's true.
I love those winter. And I'd like it, you know, that time of year comes around and Celebration is coming out and I'm getting really excited.
Yeah.
Pick up my 6 packs of Celebration. And I also read somewhere that they are making 24-ounce bottles of Celebration. And you could buy them by the case.
Ooh.
I might have to do that.
See, that would get, you know what? I bet you that's a better beer. You know, it seems like the times that we've tried beers in the bigger bottles as opposed to 12 or 16-ounce bottles, it seems like the beer tastes better, and I'm not quite sure why. I mean, you know, it would probably be even better if it was in a growler.
Right. Well, yeah.
Or, it'll be fresher if it was in a growler.
Or out of a keg. Anyway, I'm going to take a sip.
Can't you get a keg of Celebration, Toby?
I have before, yep.
And
I want to do it again this year, but Gina's like, Celebration again? Let's try something different. So we might pick up a stout or something like that for the winter.
I need a freaking kegerator.
could be good, could be very bad.
Definitely some roasted roastiness in here. It's
We're doing Mike's beer.
That's right. I'm drinking here.
Oh, let's wrap it up. Come on.
Almost like
we're 5 minutes in. He's just now drinking the damn
thing.
Like
a charred. That's because you guys kept talking. It's like a almost like a charred taste to it. Almost like a charred like a burnt coffee.
Like the bottom of the pot.
There's some good hop bitterness in here. Very big. Like a big smoky oat flavor. With some mellow sweetness.
Smoky oat.
It's weird because the smoky is almost... it's almost... Like a tobacco leaf.
Like a pipe. Yeah, like a pipe tobacco.
Like a good tobacco, not like a cigar.
Sweet tobacco.
No, like, yeah, like a cigar.
Not like you're licking an ashtray, right?
No. Pretty full body. It's not as...
They put their cigarette out in your beer, Mike.
It's creamy, but it's not as creamy, I think, as the Anderson Valley.
Mr. Anderson.
Maybe a little more carbonation than Anderson Valley, too. But this is very cold, and I wish I could kind of let this warm up as well.
Yeah, what are the... I don't even check what the recommended serving temperature
They're
for this
surprisingly
style is.
Kind of low. Mm. Anderson Valley said 40 to 45, which I think that could easily go like a 50 to 55, in my opinion.
Mine is recommended at a 50 to 55 for the Breckenridge oatmeal stout.
Mm. Oh. This is better than I expected it to be. It's got some good, like a charred, creamy. Like I said, it's not as creamy as the Anderson Valley, but it still has a good creaminess to it. It's kind of a light carbonation. Be full body. That's it for me.
We like them full bodies.
Who's up next?
Well, I want to know what you want to eat with it.
Oh. Do I have to eat something with this too?
I guess you don't have to.
See, now this one might go with a good roast because it's got that smoky character too. Just a good roast, like a roast beef, but you know, the whole big roast in the oven, you know, tie it together with a big dry rub kind of roast. Hmm.
Big roast in the oven.
Yeah, this isn't as much of a dessert beer as the other one. That's it for me. Ipswich Ale Oatmeal Stout from Mercury Beer and Company. Thank you very much.
Toby, yeah. Bottoms up.
What about my bottom? And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
Beer makes me want to pee.
Makes you want to pee?
Have to pee. I want. If you get a really good stream going...
Oh, yeah. Jeez, come on. Let's talk about beer.
How about the morning pee where you got to stand about 6 feet back from the toilet and have a good arc going?
Now you got to do the jackknife move and bend over the toilet.
Stand on my head.
I haven't done that one.
All right, come on. What are you drinking?
Okay, so... For episode 24, my tasting flight.
Did we
flight.
Really start out this conversation talking about pee?
Peeing with Morning Wood, right here on the Beer Coasters podcast.
Morning Wood.
Step one.
Okay.
Okay. So, for my tasting flight, it's the Alaskan Stout, and it's their Oatmeal Stout.
From Alaska?
They have a new label. It came out on it. It's a little bit different from the previous one. But it's nice. It's got a little log cabin next to a river, and there's a canoe on the shore. And it is
not necessary for you to understand, for it is an oatmeal stout.
What?
Okay. So Alaskan Brewing Company, they're out of Juneau, Alaska. They've been brewing since 1986. Their website is alaskanbeer.com.
That's my Alaskan accent.
Like I said. Oh, nice. This has an ABV of 5.7%, which is exactly the same as the Anderson Valley. And it has 28 IBUs, so it's pretty decent bittering units there. Should sell this at 45 to 50 and serve it at 50 to 55. They're available in 12-ounce six-packs on draft, and it's actually a year-round offering, which I wasn't sure if it was. I thought maybe it was a winter seasonal, but no, it's
cold year-round here in Alaska. We like our stouts and our smoked porters, and especially our winter ales. Thank you.
So the ingredients would include glacier-fed water and
yes,
a blend of European and Pacific Northwest hop varieties, premium two-row and specialty malts. Their water originates in the 1,500-square-mile Juneau ice field and from the more than 90 inches of rainfall Juneau receives each year. That's a lot of rain, Juneau.
My uncle's from Juneau.
A lot of rain. Really?
No.
So an interesting note, Alaskan Stout was originally brewed as a rough draft for their customers in Alaska.
Draft.
The popularity of the stout
no pun intended.
Allowed it to become...
What?
The popularity of the stout allowed it to become the brewery's fourth year-round product in the fall of 1998. Their flagship beer is probably the Alaskan Amber. Rate Beer gave this an 83 out of 100. Beer Advocate users gave it a B, and the Alston Brothers gave it a B+. I do not need a bottle opener, for this is a twist-off.
Finally opens a beer.
I have another little...
3 minutes, 35 seconds.
Tidbit of information. Many years ago in England, pub frequenters had a whistle baked into the rim or handle of their ceramic cup. When they needed to refill... They use the whistle to get service.
I totally
resulting in today's phrase, wet your whistle.
Wow.
That was a Brewtoid brought to you by Alaskan Brewing Company.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. They have the little Brewtoids on the website.
I like that.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of cool.
So
should I read
pour
my
this
Brewtoid
into my pint glass. And it's, you know, it's completely black. Cannot see through it at all. It poured out...
What are you saying? Can't see through black?
Yeah, that's kind of biased.
There was about a finger of tan head, slightly foamy. I'm going to talk about what the aromas are like. Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, there's some good, sweet...
Blackness.
Vanilla.
And here comes the 5 minute mark before Toby even takes a sip.
Get to it, man.
This smells delicious.
Read my Brewtoid.
It's very creamy. Creamy vanilla. Maybe a little bit of chocolate. Maybe some coffee in there as well.
Are you smelling creamy? Is that what you're telling me right now? You're smelling creamy.
Yes, it smells creamy.
Hmm.
Does it taste creamy?
Hmm. Hmm. At first, mouthfeel and taste, there's almost like first thing it hits me is a little bit of cola, but then it kind of gets rounded out into this kind of chocolatey vanilla. It's got some good body to it. It's real kind of, it's kind of thick. Some little bit of bitter coffee.
Coffee.
Good lacing so far. Yeah, this is good. This is excellent.
What would you pair it with, sir?
Pair it.
All I want a cracker. You know, when I was thinking about this, because you know I got a six pack of these, and I had one before and. For some reason, pancakes. I had pancakes the other day, and I actually put granola in the pancake batter, and it came out kind of like a kind of oaty and oatmeal-y, you know what I mean? Because, you know, the granola's got the oats in there and stuff.
Yeah. I think Alaskans probably have oatmeal stout with pancakes. I would if I was from Alaska.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with some nice buttery pancakes. Not a whole lot of maple syrup on it, but a light touch of maple syrup.
Just pour the stout right over the pancakes.
This is really really good. This is extraordinary.
Extraordinary?
Ordinary. That's kind of like extra medium. No, it's not.
Yeah, I really like this. It's very sounds drinkable, like it. Too. But yeah, Alaskan's oatmeal stout. Mr. Kipling Woof at Ollie Springer says,
"Oh yes, bacon beer. It refreshes the parts other beers cannot reach."
It's the tweet of the week. Tweet of the week. It's the tweet of the week. Tweet, tweet. Tweet of the week, yeah.
Time for some backwash. Let's check the beer coasters. Hotline. Yeah.
Hey, Beer Coasters, this is Crazy Dave. I was listening to your podcast today about the stouts, and Mike and Toby were talking about having some aged stone beers. Well, it turns out that they do this. They do hang on to some of their kegs and stuff, and they do growler fills pretty regularly. Interestingly enough, though, they do have a whole series of double bastards that are going to be out in November. In November 7th, they're going to be releasing the 2005 double bastard. Then about a week later, on November 14th, is the 2006 Double Bastard. November 21st is the 2007. And then on the 27th is the 2009. And then on the 20th is the 2008. So if we could find a way to keep these beers fresh for, you know, several weeks or whatever, we'd be able to do a vertical tasting of the anywhere from 05 to 09 of the Double Bastard. I think that would be kind of interesting and be a fun little project to do. If anyone's interested in that, let me know. And maybe we can hook that up for a post-Thanksgiving podcast. Anyhow, talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks, Crazy Dave, for that call to the hotline.
I think the idea of having the growler fill sort of tasting flight of the Double Bastards is a really good idea. Of course, I have no way to get out there, so. But Dave, if you're,
it's up to me. It's up to me to try and get out there.
Or Dave, if you want to, you know, get together with a couple people and record something and send it up. That'd be cool too. Also, I wanted to take a second to apologize for last week and you know, the episode being late and me not being in the episode. And there were a couple comments on the posted to the webpage about, you know, oh, bummer. I really wanted it to be, because I know some people, you know, look for it on Friday and listen to it on Friday. You know, circumstances being what they were, it just, didn't happen last week, so I do apologize for that, and we'll try to keep on top of it for the rest of the episodes.
Yeah. And, it's cool though, man. You know, stuff's gonna happen.
Yeah. We weren't hungover, Charlie. Yeah. We hear your comments. We hear your backwash. We were not hungover. Thank you very much.
I thought there was some pretty good energy. I don't know what.
I thought we did okay.
What made it sound like we were hungover?
No, I think he meant that the reason it was late was because we were
hungover.
The reason
why it was late? Oh, yeah.
That's why.
Oh, we didn't mention that we drank half a dozen or so more stouts before the show. That's not true. At least not this week. Although, so man, all these stouts are just fantastic. We should just do the Beer Coaster Stout. Stout Coasters podcast.
Nice.
Stout Coasters.
I could drink stouts for a while. Yeah. Stouts and porters.
Love to mix in some coffee stouts.
Yep.
That's all I've pretty much been drinking for the past couple of weeks is stouts, and I can't complain, man.
Yeah, I picked up a couple interesting stouts and porters on my trip. I picked up an espresso stout that I haven't had a chance to try yet, but
I picked up a stout from Founders called the Breakfast Stout. It's like a coffee, chocolate, espresso, oatmeal stout that's supposed to be really good. So I'm excited to try that too.
And now time for craft beer jargon. For this week's beer jargon, the term is mashing. The process of combining the ground malt with water. Mashing is performed at either the constant temperature or a series of rising temperatures, depending on the brewing equipment, the raw materials being used, and the type of beer being brewed. The mashing process determines the composition of the wort.
Cool. Yeah, buddy. So, yeah, buddy. Chris, hit me up with some pint ratings on the beers you've had.
All right, I can do that. So, for my makeup assignment,
glad to hear it.
My my chocolate stout this week, the Fort Collins chocolate stout from Fort Collins Brewing. Fort Collins Brewing. I'm going to give it a 3 pints out of 5. It was decent. Huh. It was okay. I think I would have liked a little more chocolate. You know, I didn't get nearly as much as I was hoping for. So, yeah, 3 pints out of 5, decent and drinkable. For the Breckenridge, I'm gonna give it 3.5 pints out of 5. So both my beers kind of, you know, middle of the road, serviceable, not bad by any means, but you know. Not eye-opening. So the oatmeal, I would have liked that to be a little bit creamier than it was. But good, all the same. So those are my pint ratings for the week.
Coolness. What you got, Mike? What's your opinion?
Opinion?
My opinion. For Anderson Valley, 4.5. It was just a good, creamy, buttery, stout. Liked all the flavors. Did have a chance to let it warm up a little bit. Actually, didn't do much for me when it warmed up. I could smell and taste everything when it was cold. I don't think warming it up helped any, which is odd for stouts and just that style beer. But yeah, that's my rating, 4.5. For the Ipswich Oatmeal Stout, I gave it a 4. Ipswich is known for trying to stay true to the English styles, and it's apparent here that that's what they tried to do, and I like that. It's not as creamy as Anderson Valley, but it's great, and I love that tiny bit of smoky charcoaliness that's in this beer. So I gave it a 4.
Yeah, for the Barney Flats Oatmeal Stout from Anderson Valley, I thought it was really good. I'm going to go with 4 out of 5. It just a good, very good example of an oatmeal stout. I can see why it got such high ratings. When you look at, if you do a search for oatmeal stouts on Beer Advocate, the top two is Young's, I think.
Of course. Yeah.
And then Barney Flat. So they're one of the most popular and most, you know, critically acclaimed, I guess, as far as the oatmeal stouts go. So I give it 4 out of 5. Now for the Alaskan, this beer is, it's one of those beers that comes along and to me, it hits me
Stop rubbing it in.
It hits me as excellent. I mean, it's just. You know what I'm saying? You crack open a beer, you drink it, and halfway through you're just like, wow, this is awesome. So I'm going to give it 5. Sweet. I think that this is an excellent oatmeal stout. If you see Alaskan oatmeal stout in the store, I highly recommend picking it up. It's creamy. It's got that, you know, that rolled oats. And once it warmed up a little bit, it got a little creamier and a little sweeter. And it's very drinkable. Have it for breakfast. Why not? You know, I mean, it's excellent.
Toby, Beer Coaster Toby does.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I actually have all my beer for breakfast, you guys. But actually, not all of it, but. So yeah, that's it for my pint readings. Speaking of Alaskan, you can check them out at alaskanbeer.com. Also, Anderson Valley Brewing Company, that's avbc.com. And in our hop topic, we talked about the Rock Art Brewery and their fight with Monster energy drink. To help support them, you can go to rockartbrewery.com.
Fight the good fight.
Chris, did you have any shout outs?
Yeah, breckbrew.com, that's BreckBrew.com was the website for my oatmeal stout from Breckenridge Brewing. What is the deal?
It's the Breckenridge, it's throwing you off.
Apparently. And then FortCollinsBrewery.com for my chocolate stout. I picked up a couple other things from them too while I was out, and I'll may save those for another episode. Also, wanted to give a shout out to Great Divide Brewing. Sorry, Mike. Great Divide Brewing, because we stopped by there on our travels through Colorado and had a couple beers and picked up some merch and
some swag.
Yeah, some swag. And just wanted to give a shout out to those guys because they were really cool. The two guys that were in there manning their tasting counter.
Sweet. Did you know that you could follow us on Twitter? You can. Beer Coasters Pod, you can find us on Twitter. We're also on Facebook. If you search Beer Coasters Podcast, you can find us there.
And we have individual emails, too. So if you want to contact us email-wise, I am Toby at BeerCoastersPodcast.com.
And I am Chris at BeerCoastersPodcast.com.
And if you haven't guessed it by now, I am Mike at BeerCoastersPodcast.com.
You can also email us backwash at backwash@BeerCoastersPodcast.com. Leave audio backwash either by going to the website and clicking on the Call Me link, or dial 972-914-8502, and you can leave audio backwash there and get played on the episode.
Drunk dialing encouraged.
Yes, very much so. You can also post your comments on the website for each episode directly under the on the show page. There's a little button that says comments.
And that website is www.beercoasterspodcast.com. We're also in iTunes, which is a popular podcast destination. I think that's where they originated from.
No, but
oh, keep really? Okay. So we're in iTunes. Search for Beer Coasters and come by the website on Mondays. We will post what we're drinking that coming week. So it's on the next time on Beer Coasters little snippet. And you can pick up what we're drinking and drink with us.
And tell your friends what we're drinking. And tell your friends, and your friends, brothers, cousins, sister-in-laws, friends, and say, hey, there's this cool podcast on beer. You should listen. And if you do listen, thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you for listening.
Support your local brewery. Drink local. Don't drink and drive.
If you got any comments or suggestions or favorite beer or bar, let us know. We really want to know these things. We want to know what you like and what you want to hear and what you want us to be drinking and where we should be drinking it. Let us know.
And then, one last thing before we go. Don't drink Monster energy drink.
Yes.
No. Or Hansen beverages or Anheuser-Busch.
Or Coors. Or Miller. Or we can go down
but
the
list. But mainly Monster.
Monster.
Yes.
Stay Monster away from energy Monster drink. Energy. Put the word out. Boycott Monster energy drink.
Cheers.
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 Cheers, buddy.
Oatmeal.
Oh, really? No. Wait a minute. Are we...
Love breakfast in a bottle. Gotta love it.
Oh, yeah. I just slap a nipple on it, call it a meal.
That's what she said.